Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God has given us everything we need. We talked about that recently, to become all that He means us to be. But I want to understand that in a deeper way, and I want it to change my attitude toward people. And to realize I have no excuse to use whatever natural attributes that I may have to get down on somebody else and be angry at them and have a bad attitude and all the things that we are so prone to. And even when they mess up, I don't need to be condemning and angry. I don't need to be, focused on their fault. I need to reach out in love and in mercy and ask God for, and certainly not to hold things in my heart and refuse to forgive. You know, I saw one of the faith-based movies on TV. You've probably seen it or heard this expression anyway. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and to discover that the prisoner was you. Simple, profound thought. Is God willing to forgive? Thank God. Does He hold our sins over our heads and say, and make conditions, I'll love you if you the way we do? No, I thank God that He forgives. We don't, and this expression has been said so many times, we don't need to go fishing in the sea of forgetfulness. God has put away our sins and doesn't hold them against us anymore. See, He understands. He sees us as created in His image. And He's reaching out into a broken, messed up world where that image has been corrupted in its practice. And He's gathering a family and restoring that image. He's got to clean us out from the sin, but the purpose of that is just to implant His life and build His nature in us and get us ready to fulfill that original purpose that He has. But in it all, He sees you and He sees me as created in His image, loved, cared for. Praise God. I guess I'm saying the same things over, but that's all right. This needs to become real. Anybody need this? Yeah. Oh, how we get caught up in our own interests, our own thoughts, our own ideas about people. God help us. But husbands, do you respect your wife? I don't care if she's how imperfect you think she is. Do you respect her and love her and recognize she's just as important in the grand scheme of things as I could ever be? And just as God sent His Son, who is the perfect image of God, He's the absolute perfect image of God, sent Him not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God, give me that kind of a heart towards people, starting right in the home. If it doesn't exist in the home, where is it going to be? You can't say, well, my wife is a mess. I'm upset with her all the time. Forget it. I'm just going to go out here and be a Christian. Excuse me. That doesn't work that way, does it? God wants His nature to be planted in the heart and to learn how to be expressed in the closest relationships that we have. If we cannot love one another and accept one another at that level, what good is the pretense of doing it everywhere else? God help us. But what about the wives? Do you expect your husband to be a certain thing? You've got this image of what you expect him to be and what do you expect him to do, and if he doesn't, you're going to pout and be mad and fuss at him. And God wants every one of us to love each other without conditions to pray for one another. And let's have God establish and deal with the issues. In a context of love, he can deal with real needs. And, you know, we can tell the truth, but we can do it in a spirit of love, not, you know, not anger and condemnation and focusing on the bad. And he's not this and he's not, and he made this mistake. Well, there's not a person here who's perfect. We, everyone, have got a long ways to go. But the Lord never told us to work on each other until we're perfect and then love each other. We start with love, don't we? We start with an unconditional recognition of what God is after. And he builds in and through that. He can work on the issues. But even where there's ongoing need, do we just say, well, I put up with it this far, now no more, that's it, I'm done? Or do we just say, God, thank you. Thank you for your grace. Whatever's going on, I need your grace right now to help me to continue to be the person that you want me to be. You kind of think we need the Lord in any of this, like all of it? But I thank God that he is so willing because he sees us as created in his image. And he never looks at us and thinks, oh, that poor little animal down there, I don't care about them anymore. Oh, my God. And you think about children that come in. How do you see your children? Little monsters. Getting in my way, messing with my fun. You know, they just bother me all the time. I don't want to do my thing, and they're just in the way. They won't do what I tell them. Oh, God, deliver us from a rule-based life. Here's a sobering question. How many of you that have kids want your kids to be just like you? But doesn't your laughing tell a story? And how many homes are there? And you may have come out of a home like this, and maybe that's the reason. How many homes are there where it's just rule-based? You're just laying down the law and or else. And that's what kids get from daddy or mama, is I've got to obey the rules or else. And how many times is it do as I say and not as I do? But even if you got somebody that basically lives a decent life, but that's their attitude and that's the way they approach, is that the way God approaches us? And he's the father. He's the perfect model of what a father is meant to be. God help us. I think we mentioned this recently, the difference between a rule-based or a law-based relationship in the home and a model-based, where we're looking to God and we want, and yes, there are times we have to deal with them, but the atmosphere is love. And I've said this, I'm sure, sometime in the past, but I am so thankful for the home in which I grew up. It wasn't perfect. None, there aren't any. And many times I had to be spanked because I messed up and I just deliberately did something I wasn't supposed to do. But I do not ever, ever remember being disciplined in anger. That's quite a testimony. My parents were never, ever just, you know, angry at me. I remember so many times when it was almost with tears. I really don't want to have to do this, but I have to. I can't let you be this way. And I don't ever remember a time being spanked and disciplined where it did not end with words of love and an embrace. Wow. But isn't that a pretty good model? Isn't that more like what the Lord does? He'll deal with us straight, but it's in love. Is doing something because it's necessary, not because he enjoys doing it, or just, you're interfering with my life. Get out of my life and go back and just stop breaking the rules. His life is focused on us. God help us. We all got plenty of room to grow, don't we? But you see what's underlying all of this? It's not just, well, these are the rules. This is how you're supposed to do it. That's relationship. And how does God see them? Well, how did Jesus see them? When the little children wanted to see him, the mothers wanted to bring their little children, the disciples said, go away. Jesus said, no, allow them to come, suffer them to come, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. So here is a little child, obviously with a lot of room to grow, not knowing much, and yet God saw that little child as his creation. Loved with a destiny that he was reaching out to bring them to. Oh, I'll tell you, God help us to model our thinking and our hearts after his heart in all of these things. You think it would make a difference? Well, what about kids? You've probably got imperfect parents, since there aren't any perfect parents. But the Lord wants to teach you how to be his child. And obviously you're in a season of your life when you need to learn how to obey. But it's not in a spirit of law or else. It's in a spirit of, I'm trying to teach you a positive way, a constructive way to live. I want to keep you out of trouble. If I let you just give vent to a rebellious attitude, it's going to take you down a very dark, destructive road, and I love you too much to let that happen. But even if you've got a law-based situation and your dad doesn't really get that, or your mom, you need to see past that and say, wait a minute, I was created in the image of God, and the first thing I need to do is to humble myself and be like him. I'll tell you, God will fight your battles whatever battles need to be fought. If he brings you through a difficult situation like that, he can take that and help you and build a person out of you that can help somebody else. If you just lift your heart and see past all the flesh, all the way people act and how they treat you. I'll tell you, if every one of us would learn how to see past all of our circumstances and all of our relationships and learn to see him, would that make a difference in our lives? God help us. But of course, there are people in our lives who just really are, they're bad people. So that justifies having a really bad attitude toward them. They need to be told. Do they? Is that the way God wants to deal with it?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.